Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Our next guest today on Crossover has traveled very far for many, many years, and he's, of course, now settled in New Jersey and has come down to visit us here in Philadelphia. I'd like to welcome Gilad Dobretsky.
Hello.
Nice
Hello.
To have you happy, here, happy Gilad. You know. Tell us a little bit about your background. You tell us.
My musical background.
Well, you were born where?
I was born in Israel.
And you lived in Israel for how long?
Till I was 23.
Well, he only looks 25, but actually, so that's so you came to this country, or was
I came directly to New York. Yeah, I came to New York. Although I tried a few different schools in the United States. I tried in Boston and L.A.
You mean to study?
To study. I really wanted to play jazz here in the States.
Now you're a percussionist.
I am. Yes, I am.
And how did you start?
I started playing a drum set. My parents were supporting a lot of different activities for us kids, and they offered the music. My older brother was playing accordion. And
tell us the little interesting story that you started playing professionally at the age of?
7.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do and where did you play?
My brother and I toured all over Israel after the Yom Kippur War for all different army bases for the soldiers. To support and
did your one of the parents go with you or
both of them?
Both of them
we
went
were traveling
with you.
Together. We were traveling. We did it for a few months, and we traveled. I'm sure there are a lot of army bases we weren't allowed to go, but we did a lot of shows.
Now, you as a child, how were you absorbing this? I mean, did you just think you were performing, or did you really get the impact of where you were going and what was going on in the
country?
I
think at that time. It's both. I tell you, it's both. I was only 7 years old, yes. So I'm sure I didn't get it to the full length of understanding. But I was born in a very small town in Israel, and our town was bombed many, many times. So I was very aware of the situation.
What was the town?
Nahariya.
Okay, and where is that located?
It's in the northeast part of Israel on the shore. It's actually the northeast city. On the shore.
The most north
Yeah,
city.
The most north, yeah, yes. Sorry. Very close to the border of Lebanon.
I see. Is it near Jerusalem?
No, Jerusalem is more toward the center and inland. And okay. Nahariya is on the water.
So you were really on the border.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the same time, I was just happy to play.
Mm-hmm.
I got off school because of that. So that was good.
So you grew up in a very... I guess it was quite the impression that must have made of you, or didn't it bother you? Was this life?
This was life
in Israel.
This was life, and it's not only me. Most of the kids.
So it was nothing out of the ordinary.
No.
You grew up with that, and you accepted it, and you lived with it, and you continued going on
exactly.
with your lives.
Exactly. I had a great childhood. I loved it. I had a great time.
And no fear.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think it's also a lot thanks to my parents, because the way they approached things, we would never. Everything looked normal. Everything, we kept going the day-to-day life. Nothing was it. Even if the little things, if we were sick or stuff like that, if we went to go to school, because I always love to go to school because I love my friends.
Uh-huh.
So my parents always encouraged that. There's never...
To go to school?
Yeah, just go to school. You know, never,
and if the bombs were falling?
We'd just go in the shelter and they'd
really?
Come out.
And that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So now you... Then, how did you formally study at all in Israel?
Yes. At that age, I started studying with very, very lucky for me. I was very, very lucky. A teacher named Avi Kfir, who lived in my town, which is a very small town.
Amazing.
And he is an incredible teacher. I mean, he taught me from just the snare drum to the drum set to the classical percussion.
So you played classical percussion?
Oh, yeah. I studied with him many, many years, classical percussion.
You played timpani as well?
Timpani, marimba, all the instruments. At some point, he actually studied with the first chair of
the symphony?
The Israeli Philharmonic.
Ah, there were.
Alon Bo. And at some point, my teacher from the Haria told my parents that instead of him taking a lesson with Alon Bo, then teaching me what he just learned, they sent me direct to the... So, when I was 11, I start studying with the principal percussionist of the Israeli Philharmonic, Gideon Steiner.
Yes.
He was the timpanist. And then after that, with Alon Bo.
I see.
Yeah.
When did the jazz come into your life?
Oh, that's a great story. I played marimba and a xylophone. And one day, there's actually two different stories. One day I was going on the bus, walking next to this girl who had her Walkman at the time.
Yeah.
And I heard those sound. It sounded to me like somewhat like marimba, but I wasn't sure what it is. So I knocked on her shoulder. I said, "Can I just listen to what you're listening to?" And she listened to Chick Corea,
oh,
and
yeah.
Gary Burton.
Gary, oh my, of course.
And I was shocked. I was like, "Wow, what is that?" Now she didn't know what it is because someone had taped it for her. So it took me a few years after that to find out what it was, but I was on a search. That was
and
my
that
mission.
Was it,
yeah.
Burton,
yeah. And there was also once a month, Thursday night, 11 o'clock, I was very young, we had jazz. We had only one channel of TV in Israel, and that time was jazz from New York, and I saw Steps Ahead one time, and
so
I saw Mike Manieri.
Oh, what year is this?
78, 79,
okay,
something like that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So that was it for you.
And then I said, okay, I gotta play jazz. I have to play jazz.
So what did you do?
I always play hand drums. I always play percussion. So I started listening a little more to jazz music. Now, in my little town, there was one record store. They never had jazz there. So my cousin from Tel Aviv, the big city,
uh-huh,
bought me two albums. One was George Benson. The other one was Bob James.
And a phone, great.
And when I listened to those albums, vinyl, for I don't know how long, then I took them to the record store in my town, and I told the guy, the owner, I said, okay, I want you to go to Tel Aviv and get all the albums you can get with those musicians. So all the musicians that were on those two albums, he came back with some new albums. And that's how I listened, I told him, okay, I need you to get those albums with names, and that's how we.
And how many years later did you actually play with George Benson?
Over 20. I have to calculate. I think 25 years.
Okay,
like
it's
that.
Very hard to say when you look at you and your enthusiasm and your joie de vivre. It's okay. Really very, very nice. Okay, so here you are. You left Israel. You came to
New York.
New York. What were you planning?
First, I went to Manhattan School of Music.
Okay, you studied.
I wanted
there.
To study. I started studying with Dave Samuel.
Okay.
Which, again, I ended up playing a few years after that with him. And, you know, the whole network started working.
Yes,
I was
in New York.
School was great. I loved school. Unfortunately, I was never able to do the whole semesters because after the first semester, one of the teachers asked me to go on the road with her.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up touring with her. Then I came back a year later to try... And the same thing happened.
Well, that's it's an embarrassment of riches because people in conservatory are always trying to get jobs.
Yeah.
So here
true,
you are.
True, true. There wasn't a complaint, but I really did enjoy school. Yes. I really enjoyed the school, but that was it. I didn't try with my
now,
head
Now, you were
school.
Playing, what percussion were you playing at that time?
Okay, that's it. When I came to New York because of that story with Gary Burton and Mike Manieri, I wanted to study vibes. I already played for years percussion. I played Gal Costa came to Israel, and I played with her band. I played with Rick McMahon from Yes, very famous group. When I came to New York, I did not want anyone to know that I played percussion because I wanted to focus on the vibraphone. I wanted to really, really practice on that. And unfortunately, the word came out, and someone asked me to play percussion in this Brazilian band. And a few years later, I had to stop playing the vibes, and I end up playing only percussion.
So you haven't done vibes in a while.
I haven't done vibes for many,
your first
many years.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now you have a tremendous career. I mean, you've played with some of the greats, and you've really become established. So who are some of the artists that you've worked with? Just some of the big names, very, very big names, I would say.
The most recent one was, I was very fortunate to work with Regina Carter.
Yes, she's quite an artist.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's a sweet lady. She is Beautiful human being.
Yes, we've spoken with her, and she's so talented.
Yes, she is, and it was always such a pleasure to be on the road with her, musically and personally.
She also brings in a classical
she does,
style.
Exactly. And I think that's what I apparently relate to very well, because I come from the classical, and I went through the world music, and I always... My love is jazz, and she's exactly there.
Exactly there.
She's exactly there.
Now, you also worked with Brad Meldow recently, didn't you?
Yes. What we did, we recorded for his wife album, which is not out yet, and we ended up doing some stuff, Brad and I, together. We did some shows, not only the two of us, there was a whole band. And I'm really hoping to do some more stuff with him.
Well, I'll tell you, looking at your bio, I mean, you have just some of the great names here. And you did an album with Al DiMeola, only one, or have you done several?
We did one album here for Telarc. There's a couple albums that I believe in Japan of live performance. There's a few DVDs in Europe that we've done.
And also, you've done some Piazzolla with him, which is really phenomenal.
Yes.
And now, you have a double concerto here. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yes. One of the things that I love with Al, working with Al, is that he kind of like, I think the reason he asked me to play with him, I mix a lot of Middle Eastern rhythms with flamenco, or with Latin, with African. And he really let me... kind of like arrange the rhythmic part for this tune with a lot of Middle Eastern drums.
There's so much to talk to you about, Gilad, but we are limited, so I just want to thank you for visiting with us. Very, very best of luck to you. We will be certainly looking for all of your albums and playing them here on WRTI.
Gil, thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you.